I noticed for the first time, to leave with the tears. All of a sudden, she starts with tears. And I don't buy it.
Don't buy it one bit.
All right, welcome to the inaugural episode of To Leave With The Tears. I am Android 85, and here with me is Android 89.
How are you doing? How
are we all doing? Yeah, I hope we're all doing great, because today is going to be a very depressing episode. It's basically about reality.
Absolutely.
And hopefully you pay attention a little bit while you have us in the background. So, basically, the whole point of this conversation is for everyone out there who's listening to realize that apathy is no longer an option.
Absolutely. It's no longer an option. We can't sit by in this nation that we have been blessed to be born into.
Bigly.
And, hold on. Okay, we had a little technical difficulties, but we're back. As I was saying, we've been blessed, you know, with all the problems we have in the United States, we've been blessed to be born here. And it's irresponsible of us as a people, especially in this age of information. It's irresponsible, I can't even begin to say, is the word, for us to take
no action.
For us to fall into the same old, falling and seeing what's in front of us and just not really paying attention to the things that are going on around us, it really would be a crime for yourself and a crime for the generations to come.
Especially the generations to come, because...
especially.
We're going to delve into this a little later, but information is out there, the corruption is out there. Basically, the president, and, you know, off tangent here, but people want to say all day long, not my president. Unfortunately,
not true.
Donald Trump
not
is
true.
The president, just like Obama. All right, so before I was not rudely interrupted, President Obama was the president, whether you liked him or not. I'm not here to judge you on that. Donald Trump is the president. Hillary Clinton should have done a better job of inspiring people to go out there and vote for her instead
Absolutely.
Of against the Don, Teflon Don, Dangerous Don. That nickname is coming to fruition, unfortunately. We cannot survive another president. We cannot survive another 4 years of this man being in office.
That's good burning emotions right there. That was good burning emotions. Yeah, I definitely agree, man. I don't think, you know, I was watching, you know, an interview the other day with Noam Chomsky, and he basically was saying, you know, this is something I didn't even know, that there is a, you know, like a doomsday clock, that people are constantly aware of what's going on in the world, you know, and like basically, hey, you know, like I guess like we were sitting safely, where it's like a quarter to, like 3 o'clock or something like that or something, or like, I can't remember where we were, you know, it was like somewhere in between 3 o'clock and four o'clock, something
Honestly,
like that.
I think the last time we were at 3 or 4 o'clock was when, right before the invention of gunpowder. I'm sorry.
I think he's right. I think it's like three. It was like
we're like at 11 something. We're like at,
yeah.
If
yeah.
we're gonna be honest here, we're probably at 11:59 p.m.
No, that's what we said. He said we're at 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're at 2 minutes to 12 right now. Like 12 is the doomsday, and we're 2 minutes to it. And the last time we were here, 2 minutes to doomsday, was like right after like USSR at the time, and United States were like blowing up bombs, like testing nuclear bombs. Like, yeah, we finna use them on each other. Like. That was the last time we were there. And it's pretty much that bad right now. You know?
Mutually assured destruction is a real thing. For those of y'all who don't know, America and the USSR used to threaten each other all the time with nukes. And the reason why nobody used nukes was because it was guaranteed that after you launch your nukes, they will launch theirs.
Basically.
And everybody's going to die.
And that's the end of the world is Armageddon. We don't have another planet. You know, and I think... you know, and you know, this is purely speculation. We're not going to go off on the tangent too much, but you know, maybe what's different this time around, as y'all have seen, I know y'all are on the internet, so y'all see all these bunkers and doomsday places that are made. You know, maybe they feel like, hey, this time around, you know, this time around, you know, maybe we can make it. You know, like, you know,
just a spoiler here. Those bunkers aren't going to help when the sea level rises.
Spoiler alert. You're underground and you'll drown. You know, like, you know, and hey, even if you do make it, you know, even if you do survive a little bit, like y'all ain't built for that shit. You know, these rich people aren't built, you know, for sustained life and, you know, without the...
Imagine them having to do stuff for themselves.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not built for sustained life without the comforts of this world.
Like, the help.
There's just no way. Like, they're like, well, we can wait it out 10 years.
Are you really going to have the help with you in your bunker?
No.
Hell no.
You're not.
No, fuck no.
You're not.
You probably won't even have your own family in there.
Look, I have seen some of these bunkers that supposedly take, like... you know, 100 people or something like that, and supposedly can sustain 100 people for like 4 years or some
crazy.
But there's no way, man. There's no way. There's just no fucking way, man. But we're kind of getting off on a tangent. Yeah. The main thing we're trying to drive home, you know, and it's being said everywhere, but you know, as long as people are still speaking against it, you have to continue
to
talk.
It's time to pay attention.
Absolutely.
All right. You can no longer say, you know, I don't care about politics, because politics is affecting every aspect of your life.
Absolutely.
Whether you're a woman, whether you're a guy, whether you're black, Asian, whatever.
They depend.
It affects on you.
They depend. They depend on people not caring about politics. They depend on apathy. You know, they depend on it. They depend on people
to... They thrive on apathy.
That's a much better word.
It's the corrupt people who are... they're winning their elections every time they're up for re-election, and they ain't doing shit. And
no, they're just here in Houston.
Y'all know that. It's a well-known and accepted fact that they don't do anything.
There's not one person in Houston that can tell you Sheila Jackson Lee does anything for them. There's not one person, but she's been in the game.
I'm gonna tell you something else. Pete Olson ain't done shit for us either. And I live in Pete Olson's district. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
And that man is for the Patriot Act, which is a direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. Anyways.
It really is.
We can save that for another time.
Yeah, that's a whole other debate.
89, tell us what people can do to shake themselves out of this apathy.
I think... one of the biggest things that people, you know, like I understand how easy it is for people to kind of have the idea of just, you know, like, what can I do? You know, like, you know, no matter how hard I fight, look how many people out there fighting right now, and they're essentially we're losing. You know, I mean, if you really want to say it, right? Like, you know, if we're not ready, or if we don't keep fighting and things don't change, like, you know, the vast majority of us will lose out in this. Maybe not us, maybe not our generation, you know, but generations after us, they lose, man. They lose. So, like, only way that I know that you can get out and at least start trying to get yourself out of the feeling of what can I do is to try to start branching yourself out of the things that you watch. You know, if you just are watching CNN, Fox News, MSNBC,
Sorry to interrupt.
No, but no problem, man.
Those 10 to 15 second video clips that you encounter on your Facebook's feed.
Oh, yeah.
That's from the CNN or whatever.
That's the worst. That's where probably majority of people get their news, is 10 to 15 second, 30 second, 10 to 15 to 30 seconds.
Yes.
That's the golden window. You know, that's
the golden
window. That's the golden window of people's attention span, okay? So, like, what people do, if that's where you get your news from, and that's where you get, like, your, you know, like, these are where my belief systems are based off of, yeah, man, we got to change. You know, you got to do more. And you've got, you know, what the things that really, and the reason why I know people don't care and don't pay attention is because, you know, this is kind of a segue, but it's not. You know, people still fall for the same exact internet scams. people, you know, as far as sharing pictures and sharing notes of the same viral photo they see. Like, they're like, why would any one person believe that you can put share a photo and that's going to stop Facebook's, Instagram's terms of service? Why? How can anybody believe that? Like, it really bothers me. Like, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it's like, you understand, it really bothers me that people will share this. And people I feel are intelligent. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, I didn't think you were dumb, but then I see you share this. And I'm like, well, just in case. Like, no, that this it is a sign of how you think. You see somebody post it, it's on the internet, so it must be true. And that is the worst way you can be. Like, you've got to be aware of your...
Fact check what you see.
You got to fact check what you see. And you got to be aware of, like, look, the way everything you see on Facebook, Instagram... people have studied what grabs your attention, what you pay attention to, how long you pay attention to something. There's been years and years of studies behind these things. And so it's I'm not saying it's your fault that you click on the random cat video or you click on this clip of somebody yelling at somebody of a 10 second that doesn't really give you the exact whole picture of what's actually going on or what's actually said. That's your way, your human nature. But the thing is, since we're human, we have the ability to say, look, I know what's going on here. Hold it, goddammit. Let me do something about it. Let me go see it before I just jump on this headline and start saying, like, I knew that bastard did it or whatever. Why don't I go see a couple of other sources and check? A quick Google search on half the things that people, you know, put out there could easily save you a lot of grief. And so, you know, I kind of got on a tangent there. But the thing I'm trying to say is that you have got to fact check yourself. You got to fact check yourself and you've got to look up differing opinions just to
Differing opinions is important.
It's essential.
The last thing you want to be is in an echo chamber. And it's funny that we talk about Facebook and Instagram because Facebook is the echo chamber.
It is.
You hear what you want to hear. You don't hear differing opinions. Now, I'm going to go ahead and share maybe a couple channels here.
Go ahead.
Or avenues. YouTube. Now, Google's trying to do something with YouTube in terms of demonetization of certain videos. And some of it is affecting people who I rely on for news.
Absolutely. And there's a reason for that. That's not, YouTube makes plenty of money. That's not where they're making money, you know, is doing that. It's a reason for that.
Yeah, they're trying to make sure so there's two things keeping CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all those channels. They're dying media, but there's two things that are keeping them on life support. Donald Trump's presidency.
Big time. Big time.
Bigly.
My bad.
And it's all good. And Google's crackdown on independent news on YouTube and promoting mainstream media, cable news.
Over the people over who subscribe the to.
Yeah. You know, several times certain of these channels that I follow, which I will mention later, maybe perhaps. But I wouldn't see them in my feed for quite some time. And my YouTube feed is pretty much 80% news.
You have to literally, if you're not making sure you check on the pages that you follow, if you're not making sure you check on them, you will not get notifications. You know what I do get notifications of? You know what I watch today?
What?
I watched this guy, okay? I watched this guy. The car, when the guy's like, he's in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And it's this dad talking to his son, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This video's like 6 years old, okay? Like, why did it pop up in my recommended? Why? You know, the guy's talking to his son in the parking lot, and he goes, but guess what? I clicked on it, though. Clicked on it. You know, even though I know I've seen it before, but I clicked on it anyway, you know? Like, okay, he's in the parking lot with his son, and, so he's like laughing and his son's just kind of shaking his head and he's videoing. He's like, y'all see this bright sunny day? Okay. And he said, y'all see this car right here? So I just got this car. And it's a convertible. The uh-huh. And the Corolla's down. The top is down.
Yeah.
And he goes, guess what my son told me? Guess what my son told me? Locked the door. And he starts busting out laughing. I don't know if you've seen that video or not.
No, I haven't.
It's not even funny. Uh-huh. It's just funny because the way the guy laughed. You know, when you hear someone laughing,
yeah.
It is funny. And, you know, it's kind of like, dude, why are you telling me lock the door? Your whole car is open. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, what are you even talking about? You know, I can just reach in and unlock it. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? Anyway, I got way off on a tangent there. But that's the whole point I'm saying. You know, like, I've ignored, there's so many videos I've said, I don't want to see anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it. Not interested. And it pops back over and over and over again. And I don't think that's some, you know, error. I think it's all about, which is what TV is in general, the way news is set up now, it's about controlling what you see, controlling what you watch, controlling what takes up your time and your attention, right? Because if your attention is focused on the guy talking about joking with his son in the car, you're not thinking about what bills people are signing, you know, what laws are getting made, what backdoor deals are being done that should easily be punishable offenses if people were paying attention and the right people weren't turning their heads. That's really what all this game is. That's what I think is the fight that we're trying to bring attention to everyone here. The fight of human nature has with being focused on distraction. Like, that's just, I mean, I think that's human nature in general. Whatever the distraction is, whether it's, you know, work, you know, entertainment, you know, I mean, just whatever, you know, whatever your hobbies are, like, it's the truth.
So, we are going to go ahead and talk about the importance of the 2020 election because Android 89 here talked about paying attention to the people who are in charge of making the laws here. This goes back to the point we made earlier about how apathy is no longer an option. It's unacceptable. 2020, in my opinion, Android 85's opinion, is the 2020 election will decide the fate of the human race.
Absolutely.
Will we survive? Or will we put the final nail in the coffin for our extinction?
You know, I'm curious, you know, because we, you know, honestly, we don't know. But, you know, are we too far already? Like, is the ball already, like...
What I've heard is, okay, it's obvious that there's already been a change in the climate.
For sure.
All right? I've lived through two hurricanes here in my hometown. Not going to name the city here. But it's an important one. It's one that slept on, you know? You know, I have so much love for my...
Absolutely.
For my hometown, but that's besides the point. It needs to be a little more blue, though, I will say that. No, I will say this. Better dead than red, but any old blue just won't do.
It just won't do.
All right? The importance of the 2020 election. In my opinion, if you want my opinion, 2 cents, I'm going to stamp this because this is certified fact in my eyes, my view. There was no one who is running currently who can save us more than the senator from Vermont, Mr. Sanders. This person has a plan already for transforming our economy into the 21st century. We're still burning fossil fuels. Our infrastructure is terrible compared to other developed nations. Mm-hmm. That's an embarrassment. Like, what are you paying all these taxes for if you're not seeing an improvement in your infrastructure,
yep.
in your healthcare?
Where's it going?
In everything, you know?
Where's the money going?
The money's going somewhere else, all right? I'm going to let you connect the dots there. But Mr. Sanders, Senator Sanders, has the people behind him, in my opinion. And he will help shake us out of apathy here. But you need to be careful about what they say about this man because they're going to smear him left and right, up and down, from here all the way until Sunday, and then they'll rinse and repeat. But You need to go out there. You need to make sure you're registered. You need to make sure when the primary is in your state. And if you want to vote for someone else, if you want to vote for Kamala Harris, I wouldn't recommend it. Prefer to Tulsi Gabbard. Why not? Joe Biden.
With the tears.
And, or whoever else. But you need to realize that...
No, Joe.
Yeah, sleepy Joe Biden, no thank you.
No.
He's not going to last, if you ask me.
I don't think so. I don't think they can push him through, dude. Like, they're legit hiding him right now.
They are, and...
Like, they're legit hiding him. They're like, better him just slowly trickle down than to come out and say some shit,
He's already said it.
Like, he said too much.
First off, Joe Biden touts his endorsement from Obama. Obama hasn't endorsed nobody.
Yeah.
He was Obama's vice president, and I'll tell you why he was Obama's vice president. Because the Democratic committee needed someone who could appease the conservative white folks.
Yeah, basically.
You know, they're like, yo, this guy is here to check Obama. You know, you'll vote for this guy because he worked with segregationists. He admitted it. He said he was proud of it. He doesn't walk back anything from the crime bill, which is what expanded the prison population.
He's literally a walking contradiction. When you go to the books, you know, you go to encyclopedia, you look up politician, and you'll see like a pic, like he's a list. Well, like it's a picture of him, you know, like he's like, you know, says whatever works on the career, whatever gets me elected and keeps me doing things, whatever it makes me money, it don't matter, like I don't care, like whatever. I'm gonna do all of it with a smile, you know, like the whole thing, you know, like it's heck no joke.
He advocates for the He advocates for Obamacare, which y'all need to realize it didn't go far enough. I personally was affected by the Affordable Care Act. I will say this.
It was something, it didn't go far enough.
It didn't go far enough.
I think that's the best way to say it. It didn't go far enough.
Mr. President Obama, if you're listening to this, I want you to know that I am eternally grateful for the Affordable Care Act, but it's time to move on. You did what you had to do, and I understand it. But it's time to move on, you know?
Because there's just too many proposals that show that how doable it is. I mean,
other countries already do it. That's the end of our.
And we can't. And we can. You know, and it's like we don't have to get rid of private insurance to have.
Android 89. Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
So, from what I understand, America can put a man on the moon, yes? So we can put a man on the moon, but we can't implement full coverage, single-payer system here.
You know, and then people will be like, hey, that whatever, that argument on that, you know, you can't make that argument. But look, the point is, there are plenty of economists, you know, am I saying that right? Economists?
Yeah,
economists.
Economists.
It's economists.
Yeah, economists. It's economics, but you say economists.
Yeah. And, you know, there's plenty of people who have done these studies to support that these things are doable. And that...
The numbers add up. $32 trillion over 10 years versus our current system that will spend $34 trillion in 10 years.
And I don't think...
Which is $2 trillion more.
That is...
And people are still not covered.
And by the way, that's not like, oh, it's just $2 trillion.
Trillion.
And this is another thing. I talk about this often, you know. Is it still going? Oh, I lost it for a second. Hold on. I talk about this often. I don't think people really pay attention to the difference or really comprehend the difference from a million to a billion to a trillion. Like, these are astronomical differences. Like, you can't even grasp it with your human eyes. Like, it...
So imagine we're talking 2 trillion George Washington bills laid out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fathom a number. So all I'm trying to say is 2 trillion is an exorbitant amount of money, and you can't tell me no, you know, ain't nobody that can't use $2 trillion in savings. Okay, there's not nobody.
The whole nation could benefit. You know, where are these people who say they care about deficits? Me personally, my economic views are a little different. I'm not going to get into it. Basically, I personally am a supporter. I'm a Bernie bro. I'm not sorry about it. I'm a never Hillary person. I don't see how you can sleep at night voting for that lady after it became public about what she did to get that nomination.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But you'd be surprised how many people don't know that.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't know. Like, and the thing is, it's not like they didn't make news articles about it, but this, like, to me, that's my very point about why independent news is so critical.
I wanna brag to our listeners here. I called it before Donna Brazile came out and admitted it. I called it. People thought I was crazy. People thought I was salty. I said, no, she stole that nomination.
Because, there's just so many people.
How's he beating her by, like, 15 points in a particular state, and then he'll get 4 delegates and she'll get 3?
Yeah. Because they knew who they wanted. They knew who they wanted to win. They knew who they wanted to win. You know, and I just...
It's not my place to judge, all right? Some people just thought Donald Trump was too disgusting.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of people... And that's how a lot of people thought. A lot of people were like... people like said close friends, family. That's how they feel. Like you have to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I feel like if you do that and you buy into that system, then you're not voting. You're not voting. You know what I mean? Like you're not voting. We already know there's a 90% chance 99% chance every year that the Republican Party is going to be less in touch with, you know, the common man's problems, less in touch or even favorable to minorities, women's rights. Like, I mean, you know, you just go down the list. It's very clear where the differences are per the parties, right? For each party. So you pretty much know every year you're just going to vote Democrat. And that's why I tell my friends, I'm like, then guess what? You're not voting. I mean, you're not voting anymore. You're not voting for who you're not participating.
The Democrats are relying on you to fall for the tactic known as playing to the feeling of identity politics.
Yeah, like the Democrats are the better of the red. That's how people think. And you have to realize you have to vote, you have to do your research. And I'm not saying you got to become a freaking political scientist, right? But there's enough people out there that are being detailed with what is going on, what is really going on in the political scene. They're being detailed. They provide evidence. They provide documents. They show inconsistencies that aren't shown on the news. And it's not like they're making stuff up. They're showing you a news article from such and such day from CNN. A news article or a news clipping from MSNBC that just, guess what? For some reason, you just didn't see that much played out, that got played one time and never was seen again, that got deleted off the main page and they put all these other stories up there. That's how they do it. They don't just straight up, I mean, there is things they don't tell, of course, but the things
they
are,
they omit a lot of information,
but they omit a lot of things, right? But it's not that they're sitting up there just straight up lying sometimes, right? They mix in truth and lie and misdirection, and then that's what happens. And so guess what, then we sit up and we waste time talking about things that really don't matter. And so that's why it's important. It's important for you to reach for outside sources. It's important.
It is.
And, you know, I got off tangent again. We were talking about the 2020 election. So, you know, me as well. In a perfect world, you know, this is where he and I, sometimes we kind of, you know, we differ on things. Like, I worry, as much as I want Bernie to win, I worry about him getting past, because we can't deny the game of politics.
Yeah, they're going to try and cheat him out again. This is why you have to pay attention.
I mean, that's the thing. Like you can't, like, as much as we love to live in an ideal world and love the idea of, like, everybody's rising up and standing up and demanding for the truth. I mean, do you think we're going to get the truth on Epstein? I don't think so. And there's plenty of people demanding it. Plenty of people. It's all over the internet. No one believes it. You know what I mean? And if you have any kind of common sense, you wouldn't. And any kind of idea of the story and the facts of the story up to this point, there's no way you would. There's no way.
I would love to know what was the deal about that, but
I would love to know the truth. I would. Just like, who was it? Like, who was it? Who was it? Like, because it someone, could be so many people.
It's someone we don't even know.
That's why I read that exactly. I think people like Clinton's did it. No. Clinton's, or, you know, it, I just don't think it was them. Yeah, I think it was somebody that was way worse.
Moral of the story, don't fall for identity politics.
Moral of the story.
That's, you need to realize who has your back. And in my opinion, it's not my opinion, it's fact. There's one guy who's running who's been consistent for decades.
That's true.
Decades. He's true. On the right side of everything.
That's true.
On the right side.
That's the truth.
Person also has 0% from the billionaire class. What should that tell you? It tells you everything. Yeah. It tells you everything. All right? So now that we've brought that up, I want to talk about other candidates here, and I'm going to give you my opinion. And Android 89 here is going to sprinkle in some of his.
Absolutely.
All right? I want to talk about Kamala Harris. All right? Kamala Harris is a cop. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, prosecutor. That's the worst person who could be president, you know? Kamala Harris has never had the people's interest at heart.
All right, you're in the middle of talking. Sorry about that.
Kamala Harris is a cop. She is basically, they're grooming her to be Hillary 2.0 here. All right? She's a woman. She's black, even though she's never claimed it before.
Now, see, that's, so, you know, and I got to interject real quick before you.
Yeah.
That is something that should really bother. There's not one person that is black that should not hear that and not know that about her. And, like, I'm sorry. You cannot be Kamala Harris and to have the record she has being a black woman. And y'all, and if any person of color knows what she has done and still vote for her, there's no way. There's no way. It's despicable. It's
record
despicable.
Is so bad. So bad. Against the blacks. So bad. So bad.
But it's true. And I mean, it's terrible. I mean, and like, essentially, if she was white, we would be calling her extremely racist. Like, if she was white, we would.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be calling her a super racist ass judge. That's what we would call her.
Yeah,
for real.
That's what they would do.
We would, 100%.
Had that record as a white woman running for president.
Oh!
That's all the ads they would run.
Racist
as hell. She jailed.
Because she was. Kamala Harris was. And when you don't even claim that you're black, and then you're like, oh crap, I want to run for president now, so let me get the black vote. That's literally what, that's the type of person you are.
Didn't she, what was, there was a significance to the date that she announced. It was on the anniversary of some kind of civil rights,
Yeah, like, it's, I mean, she's, like, pandering with a capital P.
That is identity politics wrapped up in a nutshell, y'all. All right?
It's just disgusting, because none of it's genuine. That's what the problem is. It's not the actual actions of it. It's disgusting because none of it's genuine, and it's all fake. It's all show.
Speaking of fake, showy disingenuineness, our next candidate here is Pete Buttigieg.
Oh,
all right?
Shoot.
The mayor of a town or a city I've never even heard of, in one of the least talked about states of all time outside of NASCAR and the Pacers, which I heard from a friend, they're going to be the sleeper team of the East.
True.
You know?
That's possible.
If anybody here listening likes basketball, me and 89 really like to talk basketball too. Maybe we'll do something.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do a basketball one.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
But the dude has his issues, all right? And, you know, just look into the controversies that haunt him as the mayor regarding the police.
I'm not too informed on him.
Yeah. All you need to know is that he's disingenuous. All right, he's fake. And I need to give credit where credit is due. I ain't come up with the name Pete Buttigieg. That is from Secular Talk. It's probably the best independent news channel there is.
Kyle Kalinske.
Yes. If awesome. Someone can pretty let him good. Know we're fans here, both of us, give us a shout out, something. Yeah. Or not, it doesn't matter. In the end, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's fake news.
Fake news.
So, he's disingenuous. The dude is there to just fill the quota, you know. Gay dude who served in the army or in the armed forces, you know. What about Tulsi Gabbard? She served. She knows the horrors of war. And y'all smear her, but y'all elevate the mayor from South Bend. Like, what experience? Tell me. What, being the mayor of South Bend, not hating on South Bend.
He's the best. He'd be the best tool in the shed. That's why. He's malleable.
There you go.
He's the best tool in the shed. Hey, you're going to do what we're going to say. You know, because you're from a little no town nowhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we made you. You know what I mean? So, like, just do what we... Yeah, yeah. That
question mark. And maybe we could find this out later. Is there a local Klan chapter in South Bend?
Hey.
Just saying. Just saying.
Check it out.
Just saying.
Check it out, man.
All right. And now, I want to talk about Elizabeth Warren here. A.K.A. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. She has to go. I'm sorry. There's just no way, man.
In a head-to-head.
All they have to do is say Pocahontas over and over again.
Donald Trump would just play that to death.
There's no way she can. She's
and
done.
He'll just bring that up and she'll be done.
And honestly, I don't know what she was thinking with that.
Yeah, she should have just let it be, man. No one was calling her out on it.
Why? What? Like, that's something that's what bothers me about her. The fact that she felt she had to do that. Like, perfect example. Look at Bernie. I mean, how often do you hear him talking about what he is? You know, ain't he Jewish or something?
He's a socialist Jew.
Yeah, I mean, but
immigrant parents.
Yes. When I don't hear him talking about that often. No. I mean, he'll bring it up sometimes, but I mean,
only in context.
Yes, but not like. I'm this, so I understand. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that, you know, again, that's just appealing, trying to appeal to the lowest common denominator, you know, and what.
Another thing that should bother you about Senator Warren is that she is willing to take money from billionaires come the general election time. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Anytime someone who's running for president doesn't rely on individual donations from people, should be a red flag. You don't get a couple hundred thousand dollars
for nothing
and not expect to return the favor when the time comes.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. And when it comes, and pretty much 9 times out of 10, when it comes down between doing what's right for the people and doing what's right for your donors, donors usually win.
10 times out of 8, you know.
I mean, it's pretty. It's pretty much how it goes.
I want to talk about Representative Gabbard here for a minute. She was my second choice, I'll be honest here. Full disclosure. 100% transparency. She was my second choice. All right? No one else besides probably the mayor of South Bend, Mr. Buttigieg, knows the horrors of war. I can't even begin to comprehend the horrors of war. All right? But she has lived it and realized that we can't just go around and fight these wars without just cause.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm a pacifist personally. But if China was paratrooping, you know, soldiers into the United States, I'm going to be one of the first dudes looting these gun stores. I'm not going to be looting because they'll be handing them out to each and every single American to defend a homeland. All right? But I think she ran for president for the sole purpose of taking out Kamala Harris for Bernie Sanders so that Sanders couldn't get his hands dirty. Because think about it. In 2016, Representative Gabbard was the only person, major player, to endorse Bernie over Hillary. She had to step down from her position, I believe, in the DNC. So she suicide bombed Kamala Harris on behalf. That's my theory.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it makes sense. I mean, because she definitely, she went after her.
And you know what? I endorse.
And it was a big, yeah, I mean, and it's worked. I mean, it's, you know, but even, you know, but there's just so many people that identify, like my mom, she just sees like, you know, like a black woman that's up there at the highest level, that's, you know, that's can hold her, at least can, you know, can hold herself in front of a crowd and a mic and can speak articulately, you know what I mean? And is saying the right things. Like, that's what she sees. And she doesn't do any kind of research. And, you know, she doesn't do any kind of research behind it. She doesn't, you know, so she, you know, she'd be somebody who I could see falling right into, like, if no one was telling her differently, and like would just fall right into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because she doesn't watch enough news to see any different. All she does is see that kind of person is like, okay, you know, she's all right, you know, and they may vote for her. You know what I mean? Like that, and that's what we can't do, guys. We can't do that anymore.
No.
We can't do that anymore. There's too much access to information at their fingertips. We can't have that mentality anymore.
Yeah,
we can't. We can't have it. It's got to go. It's got to go. You know what I mean? And I said earlier, you don't have to become a political scientist. Just do a little more than just watching clips. You know, just when you're in the car, play something of somebody talking up and bringing up articles about what's something else. You know, put some things on a Q or a K, whatever you call them, Q, whatever.
I think it's Q.
Yeah, whatever.
There's too many U's and too many E's. I know. It's totally unnecessary.
It's complete. I hate that word. I really do. You know, and I don't think I've ever really said it out loud. I think I kind of always just read it.
It's in my queue.
Yeah. But, you know, and then just put them on, you know, it's just, but try to make some effort to go further than just your 30-second clip or what something's on Facebook and it's been put in front of you too. Don't go, whatever's been just put in front of you, 9 times out of 10 is not what you need to be watching. Because all that, I mean, that's the best advice we can say today. Whatever is being put in front of you on your algorithm, based upon what you watch, 9 times out of 10, I mean, we're talking about Facebook, okay? You can, of course, you control your feed, all like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like the generic things that pop up. It's usually a distraction. It's usually not something that's wholesome. You know, it's going to be good for you.
Yes, and this is we're winding down here. We want to talk about climate change. Oh, all right. We're not going to harp too long here.
No.
But basically, the world's on fire. The world's underwater. We've already started feeling the effects of it. Let's be real. You're going to have to inherit the earth. And this is why you need to pay attention to who's running for president, because America is still the most powerful country in the world, who's also responsible for most of the emissions that are contributing towards the heating of the planet. You know, where I'm from, it's probably going to be underwater in 100 years, no doubt about it.
I think I've heard, the thing I've heard some people say that are like, are skeptics or whatever, is that, hey, the earth will correct itself. You know, these aren't, you know, this, the earth does this, this and that, you know, it's normal. The, you know, temperatures range, all that, there'll be highs and lows, all that, you know, and I'm like, You know, I tend to agree that, yeah, the Earth will probably correct itself. But the thing is, we probably won't be able to survive the correction. That's what the deal is, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's that, and I just, there, you know, I have a child, and, you know, like, that's something that really, like, I really am worried for the world she is going to have to live in. It's something that really is, you know, and even if not her, maybe it's not her, maybe it staves off for her lifetime, but then what about her kids? You know what I mean? Like what, like, how terrible would that be? You know, like, to know that your children won't get to go to these places that you grew up in, because, or won't get to experience the kind of life, because we're having to live underground, or, you know what I mean? Or, like,
in bubbles.
We're in bubbles, or, you know, like my hometown's underwater, you know, or, like, you know, it's just, you know, like, this is, you know, like, this is stuff out of a movie, man. Like, and I don't think people were, you know, I don't
it's
know
how. It's real life.
This is real. And this ain't something, and this movie has no script, you know, like, this is not, like, we have no plan, you know what I mean? We have nowhere to go, and, you know, people will die, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the average man, and the people's going to die, you know, which is most of us.
Yes.
And, you know, I just, you know, it's just not, as we said, apathy, it just can no longer be afforded.
Yes. So, it's time to start paying attention, and it's time that you do something, anything, besides inaction. Thank you for your time, and, 85 and 89 here, about to tap out for the evening.
Check you later, guys.